So now we are going through the fifth chapter of Bodhichaya Avatara, and first we went through briefly that it is important that we need to guard our mind in order to practice or in order to guard our practice or actually preserve or actually do the practice of Bodhisattva's training. Now to explain this in more detail, there are three points. How all the problems and harm is coming from our mind, and how all the positive things are also coming from our mind, and thirdly, therefore, it is important to guard our mind. So this is the three topics. So we first deal with this first one, that all the problems also come from our mind, or from a mind that is untamed and that's not trained or not practiced or completely out of control. So this is from the stanza number 2 to, I think, stanza number 8. So it says, wandering where it will, the elephant of mind will bring us down to torment in the hell of unrelenting pain. No worldly beast, however wild and crazed, could bring upon us such calamities. I think at that time, maybe the most kind of dangerous instrument of creating hazard or destruction was an elephant. You kind of make the elephant completely, you know, drunk, and then put lots of wound or pain on it, and then put certain weapons like swords or things like that on it or on its trunks, and then let it loose on your enemy. And this will create a havoc and, you know, make lots of destructions on the animal, on the enemy. So therefore, you know, this is kind of the highest destruction that can be caused. But that was that time, but now also all the kind of weapons of destruction, who made them, is made by our mind, our clever mind, which is not, you know, which is not not thinking about the welfare of the people, but how to destroy and how to create, how to kill, how to harm, how to, you know, destroy. So all these things will bring us, you know, any kind of weapon, any kind of animals of destruction or weapons of destruction can bring lots of destruction, but they can only bring destruction to this life. They can kill you, they can maim you, they can torture you, but however strong that means of destruction may be, it can only, from outside or somebody else, can only kill you this life, or can actually do some harm to this body, but cannot actually make a permanent harm. They cannot bring you to, or cannot throw you into the hell. So that's why it says, but then if your mind is always in a very negative way, and it's completely kind of negative emotions always take over, and you act accordingly, and you kind of react in that way, then you can suffer much more and more permanently and more continuously, and that can throw you into the hell as well. So therefore, third, if with mindfulness rope the elephant of mind is tethered all around, our fears will come to nothing. Every virtue drop into our hands. So therefore we need to tame our mind. And like an elephant, if you kind of put a rope on his legs and tie it to a kind of a strong pillar or a pole, then you know it cannot do any harm. In the same way, if we can tame our mind, if we can also somehow let our mind be tied, you know, and not go wild, discipline our mind in such a way that it doesn't create havoc, it is under control, it's tamed, and then all the fears, all the problems that will bring us in this life as well as next lives will go away. We can get rid of them, and all the positive things can be brought to us, like something that is in your hands. Every virtue drop into our hands means every good thing can come very easily, like something dropped. It's not like making lots of effort, but just like drops in our hands. So in this way, to have our mind tamed and controlled is extremely important. Stanza number four. Tigers, lions, elephants, and bears, snakes, and every hostile foe, those who guard the prisoners in hell, ghosts and ghouls, and every evil wrath. So these are kind of some of the things people fear, or some of the things that could be very dangerous to us, like tigers, lions, elephants, and bears, and snakes, and all other, you know, hostile enemies that would cause trouble to us in this life, as well as those who guard the prisoners in hell. I mean, next life or after we die, also lots of problems, like going into the hell, and then all these guards and things of the hell, problems and the dangers of this life, dangers of next life, and ghosts and ghouls and every other things that's, you know, people fear or might be harmful to us now and also in the next lives. All those things can be dealt with by simply binding of this mind alone. By simple binding of this mind alone, all these things are likewise bound. By simple taming of this mind alone, all these things are likewise tamed. Now this is, you know, maybe at two levels. If your mind is tamed, if your mind is have no fear, have great love and great kindness, and then sometimes even wild animals do not attack you. They become friends. They can, if your mind has no fear and you have lots of love and kindness, even, tigers and lions and elephants and bears and snakes, etc., can become your friends. They can help you. They can be like, so this is, there are many stories of this kind that even, Buddha's time, that even somebody let loose a kind of drunken and very ferocious and angry elephant at him. When he came next near the Buddha, he just kind of lied down and put his trunk on his feet, on Buddha's feet. So there are many incidences of this kind. But also, when your mind is under control, when your mind is aware and undisturbed, then even if there are dangers and things like that, you are more likely to deal with them in a more efficient way. So therefore, and also, the real problem is not the problems of the things, but your mind. Your mind is creating these problems. Even if there is a kind of very negative element, like a weapon, if somebody has a very destructive, like a weapon, whether it's a, bomb or a rifle or a gun or a sword or something like that. If your mind is in peace, then this weapon will do no harm to anybody. But if somebody's mind is disturbed, anger or all sorts of negative reaction takes over, then they would use this weapon to make lots of destructions. So therefore, the destruction caused by these instruments or negative things is not because of these weapons or because of these tools, but it is the mind itself. So therefore, whether it is in this life, all these dangerous things, or the next life, like hell, is something that is created by your own mind. This is the understanding from Buddhist point of view, that if your mind is always with hatred, with lots of anger, lots of hatred, lots of negative kind of reaction, very strong and all the time, will create what is called an helldom. So therefore, the helldom is not something out there. It is what we feel out there is actually created by the way we react all the time. So therefore, our environment, our circumstances is eventually, or karmically, you can say, is created by our mind. So whether it is something more, more kind of near and immediate, or something more long-term, all problems are eventually created by our own negative mind. So therefore, if we really control our mind, tame our mind, bend our mind, then we are actually working on the source of all these problems. And then the sixth, for all anxiety and fear and pain in boundless quantity, the source and wellspring is the mind itself, as he who spoke the truth declared. And that's what the Buddha said. He who spoke the truth, means the Buddha, said that all this, you know, anxieties and fear and all these immeasurable problems actually are coming from a negative state of mind, uncontrolled state of mind, mind which has all sort of negative emotions and reactions. The hellish instruments to torture living beings, who inventing them for such intent? Who has forged this burning iron ground? Whence have all these demon women sprung? When people, you know, talk about hell realms, these hell realms and all these burning grounds and, you know, all these hell guards and things like that are not created by anybody from Buddhist point of view. They are created by your own reaction, your own your negative emotion, your own, you know. So it is said that, you know, sometimes you have in a certain kind of hell experience, that whatever you kind of hold or whatever you put your hands on, it becomes a very kind of a destructive weapon, and then you throw at each other and then you destroy each other all the time. Again, you are not dead, again you are like this continuously. Or there's sometimes, you know, this, if you are too much clinging or attached to someone, then sometimes also this kind of shamalai dungpo, they described a kind of a hill or a mountain or a forest with lots of sharp, you know, leaves or sharp kind of thorns, and you hear that somebody with whom you are extremely attached, or sometimes very kind of in a negative way, that person is calling you from above. So you climb up, and your body is totally torn, and then you find that there's nobody, and then you feel that you're being kind of called from down there. So you go down. So this is, you know, this is talking about the. I think it's not really demon woman here. There are two different translations here. One is mechugnida, and another is mochugnida. So mechugnida means all these fires. Where does these fires come from? And mochugnida means all this. Mo is like female. So this is kind of supposed to be shamalai dongbo, that, you know, like if you are too much attached to somebody, like a woman. This is talking to a man. This whole thing is instructions to the people in Nalanda University. So therefore, it's for the monks. So anyway, what it's saying is that whatever negative things, even in the hell realm, it's not something made by others. It's by your own experience. So therefore, our mind is what is the source of this. All are but the offspring of the sinful mind. This the mighty sage has said. So the Buddha, the mighty sage, has said that all the negative things that we experience is actually coming from, is the main origin or a source, is our own negative mind, negative emotion, negative reaction, negative habitual tendencies. So therefore, throughout the triple world, therefore, there's no greater ban than mind itself. So, in all these worlds, three worlds, triple world, can be, you know, desire, form, and formless realms, these three realms, or you can say there are two ways of counting them. under the ground, on the ground, and above the ground. Also, this another way of talking about the three worlds. So anyway, everywhere in the whole kind of cosmos, on the whole experience of the living beings, there's no greater evil or there's no greater man than the mind itself, the mind that is uncontrolled, mind that is, you know, negative, the mind that's, you know, that's become, you know, negative. So therefore, you know, the source of all the problems and pain and difficulties is also the mind. But then all the good things are also because of the opposite, you know, the positive state of mind. So therefore, when we understand this and when we see this clearly, then we become very convinced and very clear that we need to actually do something about our mind. We need to work on our mind. So it's a stanza number 2 to stanza number 8. So we stop here.